I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Air Force One departing right now, getting ready to run down that runway on with Donald Trump in it. The A-team with him, including Witkoff and Besant, going to meet Vladimir Putin. And historic moment. We'll get into why more in a minute, Lee. But everything we have covered this week is, the big stories anyway, is one story. Of all of the weeks, for all of this Russia collusion hoax stuff to come out, it's been going on for 2 weeks now. You think that timing's an accident? Think it's coincidence?
Oh, there are no coincidences.
No, there are no coincidences. None. Well, what has come out? Well, if you look at the sum total of it from Putin's perspective, what did I say yesterday? What did I say this week? What did I say? We had a very historic day this week because we learned every single aspect of the Russia collusion story was fake. No exceptions. Russia did not hack our boards of elections. Think about the coverage of that. Remember under Joe Biden, they tried to, the Department of Homeland Security was floating the idea of, hey, we'll just go ahead and take over all the boards of elections. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll run them because Russia hacked them. Well, what do we learn this week? And this has been one of the biggest bombshells. It's gotten hardly any attention because there's just so much news this week, I think. Who hacked those boards of elections? Well, let's put it this way. Who came up with the data showing the Russians hacked the boards of elections? Who faked the data showing the Russians hacked the boards of elections? That would be the federal contractors that Hillary hired. Really? So they didn't do that? No, they didn't attack our board of elections. Well, but I read that the Washington Post and the New York Times got a Pulitzer because Vladimir Putin was giving Donald Trump marching orders via Alpha Bank. And Alpha Bank was talking to Trump Tower. Oh, that was fake, too. Where did that internet traffic come from? The federal contractors Hillary Clinton's campaign hired. How do we know that, whistleblower? Who knew? The FBI. Whole time from the beginning. So, excuse me. What did Russia do? I mean, we did accuse them of a coup. A quote, as Barack Obama said, act of war on the United States of America. What did they do? Nothing. Sure looked like a pretext for war, though, if you're Vladimir Putin and in response, Barack Obama parked tanks on your border. Didn't it? Yeah, it was probably pretty scary for them. And you watch six CIA bases open. But then the coup de grace, when we wreck your economy with our sanctions in retaliation for the very, very, very fake hacking that not only does Russia know that Hillary did, but Russia knows we know that Hillary did. And that is why Trump has to sit down with Putin today. And a lot of people confused. Why I'm getting texts. Why is Trump going to talk to Putin if they don't even have a deal? They got to straighten this out. They got to straighten this out. Let me tell you why they got to straighten this out, Lee. Again, we wrecked their economy with energy sanctions based on lies. The Senate voted 98-2, and the House voted 419-3. This happened in July of 2017. It was in retaliation for the cyber attacks by Hillary. But we blame them on Russia. We crippled their economy. You got to understand their economy is based 60% on either carbon, energy, fertilizer made with the byproducts of natural gas. We wrecked their economy. We threatened them. We weaponized their border. All based on a lie. Who signed it? Trump. Putin doesn't quite trust Trump. Now, you and I both know, Lee, Trump had to sign that. He knew this was all bogus. He knew it, but he had no choice because they had so weaponized the American people with their lies. These two men have to sit down and have kind of like, you know what married couples have sometimes upstairs when the kids are downstairs, a come to Jesus meeting. You know what I'm saying? You just sort it all out. You got to dump it out. They have got to have this conversation without deep state hacks spying on them. The same people who did all of this. And what is so ironic about this, if you really understand this, these two men, Putin and Trump, are the number one, that's Trump, and number two, biggest victims of the deep state. And it nearly caused World War III. Pentagon calls it World War IV for some reason, but World War III. They consider the Cold War World War III. By the way, Russia is not the USSR. You have got to start with that understanding. This is not that country anymore. This is a different country. We need to get into the modern era and understand this country. But, Lee, Putin has had such success in Ukraine that he is so full of himself right now that he needs to stop, okay? And Trump's like, okay, we wronged you. We're sorry. But dude, you need to pull up, okay? You need to pull out. And here, if you look at this from Putin's perspective, but also from the American middle class's perspective, because this is the real history of what's going on today. It is incredibly remarkable what is going on today. Watch what we did, okay? Joe Biden is owned by China. And Russia knows that. So what did these sanctions really do? Well, we sanctioned the energy market, forcing Russia to sell at deep discounts to China. We didn't sanction China for buying the Russian oil, did we? Why? Well, China wrote the right checks to the right people. We've been in charge of the Russian economy for a very long time. Do you think Russia just wants to sell its oil at a deep discount to China? Why would we do that? Why would we not close the back door? Because China owned the Biden family. And that's what I've been screaming about the whole time. You remember when the International Monetary Fund League came out and said, the only people really, really, really hurt by these Russia sanctions, American middle class. Mm-hmm. Because if the Russian oil and the Russian natural gas, if it was on the markets, guess what happens to those prices? They come crashing down. But Russia still makes more money than they are selling out the back door to the only customer we have allowed them, and that is China. Do you understand the rage that would build up in Russia over this? The way they've had to live? The way they've had to 10% inflation? And we're on their border with tanks based on Hillary's lies and a million people are dead? They are enraged. And their rage is righteous. And we were on the verge. And then Biden cuts them off in 2022. No diplomatic relations, not even back channels. And then by the last minute after Trump wins, we are literally launching long-range missiles into Russia. Could have caused World War III. I was holding my breath the whole time. And then Trump has to spend his transition at Mar-a-Lago trying to prevent World War III or IV, whatever you want to call it. So Putin doesn't trust Trump, and rightfully so, because Trump signed those sanctions. Putin also is a pragmatist and would have understood Trump had to sign those sanctions. Those sanctions need to come off. Now, here's what's fascinating. Look at the teams. Look at who's meeting here, okay? Because the thing the deep state does not want, the thing the Biden people do not want, the thing that China does not want, because Democrats tie the hip with China, they do not want a financial deal here. They do not want the end of cheap energy for China brought to you by the Democrat Party and these idiotic, hypocritical sanctions. And here's why. Because if we don't sanction China for buying that oil, as Trump has proposed, and natural gas, right? We don't sanction China, then what have we done? We have just provided China with a U.S. state-mandated cheap supply of energy with which to kick our ass industrially. And that is what Hunter Biden was paid for. So you've got to understand all of this to understand what's happening right now. Here's Dan Hoffman, former CIA station chief. He's very upset about this, okay? And he would be. He would be, because he doesn't want peace. The CIA didn't want peace. Once you never leave the CIA. He's their goon who speaks on Fox.
Expect Putin to dangle options for strategic arms control.
Yeah.
As well as reviving the economic relationship between our countries. It's noteworthy that Putin is bringing along the head of Russia's direct foreign investment fund, Kirill Dmitriev, with him. That it doesn't have a whole lot to do with the war in Ukraine, but he might have something to do with a post-war U.S.-Russia reset.
Yeah, and the
look who's talking. Witkoff, chief trade advisor. Bessent, chief trade negotiator and advisor. J.D. Vance, he serves with that team often. This is a trade deal. Now, imagine if we went from no more fake sanctions based on fake deep state lies to an actual financial partnership where Russia isn't going to put a toe over that border because they want to keep it. Russia can finally get protection and decouple from China. We get the rare earth minerals we want. Win, 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 win. It is the natural course of things and would have happened in history without the deep state's lies. And that is how we rein Russia in long term. They've always wanted to come in out of the cold. They always have, and we wouldn't let them. Now, Putin needs to knock it off. And Trump needs him to do something that is going to be so hard for him to do inside that country. Because you're going to see false flags that are going to come in from NATO. You're going to see attacks. You are going to see the heaviest bombing of the campaign by Ukraine and the Euroweenies without our help. And Putin has always responded to everyone killed inside of Russia and everything bombed inside of Russia. And he can't. He's got to hold his fire. Even though the oligarchs are going to demand it of him, because they're far more radical than he is. We'd be in World War IV if we listened to the oligarchs. Thank God Putin lived long enough. He's actually a moderate. The other ones are crazy. So they're criminals too. So understand what's at stake here. Trump's got to say to him, you're going to get hit by Zelensky and the Euroweenies to try to keep this going. You have got to hold your fire. You cannot retaliate no matter what they do. And Putin's going to go, how are you going to control the deep state? You barely got control of it now. Legitimate point. And Putin's going to say, okay, you know what I want? You take those sanctions off. That's going to be tough for Trump. How do you get that through the House and the Senate when it's staffed with war hawk neocons who are all getting their campaigns funded by the supply line military contractors who really want the war to keep going in Ukraine on the ground because they've been supplying it the whole time? I don't know. But that's what's really going on. And I've never seen anything this fascinating. But here's the cool thing. I can't imagine the level of negotiation that it took for Vladimir Putin to trust Trump enough to put his foot on U.S. soil. He is risking assassination by the deep state. He's also risking arrest. He could not have done this under Joe Biden. So just doing that is an incredible risk for Putin. That's why he'll only go to Alaska, just right over the line so they can beat it back out of there. If there's an assassination attempt, air-to-ground missile from a missile-fired, shoulder-fired launcher. This is just about trust. And you know what Putin will learn from this? Does Trump have enough control of the deep state to keep Putin safe from the American deep state liars who did all of this for long enough for him to fly in, talk to Trump, and fly out? That's a test. We've never seen anything like this, folks. The meeting between the number one and number two victims of the deep state. Wow.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So this Russia-Alaska thing, it could go one of two ways. It may be Zelensky all over again. Remember how Trump just, trashed Zelensky right out of the White House? Done with you. They're not afraid to do that. He and Vance did that. They'll do it to your face in front of the cameras. And that could happen with Putin today. It all depends on the attitude Putin shows up with.
Now, the president predicted that there's a 25% chance that today's bilateral with Putin could go south.
I think it's going to be very interesting. We're going to find out where everybody stands, and I'll know within the first 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, or 5 minutes, like we tend to find out, whether or not we're going to have a good meeting or a bad meeting. And if it's a bad meeting, it'll end very quickly. And if it's a good meeting, we're going to end up getting peace in the pretty near future.
The president has promised that Russia would face severe penalties if his Russian counterpart does not seem serious about wanting peace.
As Putin knows, I'm the toughest one that he's ever had to deal with. He's never had to deal with anybody like me. And right. Here's the other thing, Brian. They got nothing out of Trump. They got no land. I think he respects our country now. He didn't respect it under Biden. Nobody respected us under Biden. But he respects our country now.
Right. We'll see.
President Trump feels in order to end the bloodshed in Ukraine, there must be some fair land swaps. But he reportedly told European leaders and Zelensky that he would not be discussing territorial divisions today.
OK, now watch the moving parts. OK, moving part number one, the last 2 weeks of all the weeks of the Trump administration, the last 2 weeks, absolute proof comes out that every single aspect of the Russia collusion hoax was fake. That's Trump showing Putin, I have control of the deep state now, and we are making amends. We are clearing your name. We know you didn't try to take over our country in a coup, and we understand that we need to remove our tanks from your borders. We understand that our sanctions were based on total lies. It was actually Hillary that hacked those boards of elections and said it was the Russians. We're clearing the air. It's a sign of goodwill. That's why all this is breaking now. It's not just that we're going to get these people and indict them and hopefully put them in prison, which we will. This is why. This is Trump showing Putin, you can trust me. I'm as much of a victim of these people as you are. Now let's get to the table and get this straightened out and stop killing each other. Because folks, let me tell you what. This isn't a war between Ukraine and Russia. This is a war between Russia and our deep state. We fought it from a war room in Battenberg, where that was staffed with our generals. New York Times broke that. So whenever I hear, oh, the Russian military is weak, they got beat by the Ukrainians. They didn't get beat by the Ukrainians. We have been fighting them. They fought us to a draw. You want to know why Putin has an attitude? That's why. You don't think our contractors were in there? You don't think that's where those billions went? You don't think we've tried every weapon DARPA has been developing in Russia? On Russia, I mean in Ukraine? This was our war. That's not my opinion. Marco Rubio said it. He said, yeah, it's a proxy war. It's us versus Russia. When you understand that and they fought us to a draw, had to happen, had to get it out. But we're past that now, and it needs to end. And he's done. And the reason Putin is bringing the financial people is he's saying, okay, you did grievous harm to our economy with your sanctions against our energy sector. You only allowed us to sell to China. That was Joe Biden, because they're corrupt. You only, and they had to sell at a deep discount, kill the Russian economy, make it right. That's why he's bringing his financial guys. And Trump is saying, okay, but you don't get to keep fighting. You don't stop fighting. You think I hurt you with my first round of sanctions? Whoa, buddy. I'm about to cut off your Chinese buyers too. Go ahead, starve. But you got those rare earth minerals. We can do this the nice guy way too. That's what's going on today. I don't know which way Putin will go. So far, it has not been encouraging, I'm telling you. But the fact that Putin would trust Trump enough to come on U.S. soil, that is a huge, huge sign. So what just happened this week? Okay, the Euroweenies and the Ukrainians are going to launch a false flag. They are going to hurl missiles into Russia to try to get some kind of response. This is why J.D. Vance went out there this week and broke it to the Euroweenies. We're not funding you morons anymore. We're done.
To your point about weapons, what we said to the Europeans is simply, first of all, this is in your neck of the woods. This is in your back door. You guys have got to step up and take a bigger role in this thing. And if you care so much about this conflict, you should be willing to play a more direct and a more substantial way in funding this war yourself. I think the president, and I certainly think that America, we're done with the funding of the Ukraine war business.
What is he saying to Europe? You can't fight this money without our weapons and our money. Don't even do a false flag. It's not worth it. Don't do it. You're done. You're done here. Folks, let me explain to you why this is so important. The only two people who spoke of it, just really quickly, okay? Laura Ingraham and J.D. Vance. We have to so good and wrap this thing up, they can't get it started again if the Democrats steal 28. Because remember where we were. Charles Brown, Biden's Joint Chiefs of Staff, was flat out saying, our troops are going to fight in Ukraine. We're going to have a draft. We're going in. We're going to be on the front lines. And our Air Force is going to fight Russia in the air for air supremacy. In other words, World War IV. And they just had to get Her Highness elected first before they could do it. But he said it was all but certain. He wouldn't put a time period on it, but he said it was all but certain. Our troops were going in. BuzzFeed was already selling the idea of a draft to fight Russia to the left. And J.D. Vance warned on Laura Ingraham, our kids will fight Russia. They're out of Ukrainian bodies. So they have got to really, really get this settled so the deep state can't start it again and drag our kids into it. Those are the stakes. Now, coming up in the next segment. Oh my gosh. Doge just notched a massive, massive win. Wait till you hear this. Coming up next. Okay, let me set this up because, wow, this is huge. Okay, do you remember Donald Trump wins and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent gets confirmed, right? You know, the vast majority of the checks written by the federal government are actually dispersed by the Treasury, including the Social Security checks. So Bessent's been sworn in. It is his job to oversee those checks. So Bessent walks in there with Doge. Doge has... They are at that time federal employees, like all the other federal employees. And Bessent wants to see who we're sending checks to. They all walk in to the Treasury Department and hand-to-hand combat ensues. The bureaucrat who is overseeing the disbursement of the checks for decades says no when they want the passwords to get into the system. No. Who the heck he thought he was? I don't know. But I said at the time, there's only one reason you refuse to turn over the passwords. You're covering up crime. You're covering up fraud, massive level crime. Well, the Trump administration offered him a deal he couldn't refuse. You either give us the passwords or we're going to fire you. He resigned and refused. And they were faced with having to potentially hack into the system in order to do their job. And I said, wow, what the Democrats are covering up here. What must it be? Well, remember, we had a upper mid-level employee of the Treasury Department go, you know what, here, I've got the passwords here. I'll help you get it. Then Trump ended up promoting that guy later, just for being honest and helping them around the system and showing them stuff. And I said, what are they hiding? Well, yesterday we began to get an idea, and it was exactly what we thought they might be hiding. Folks, this is also the reason you saw the IRS commissioner this week resign rather than be fired because the Trump administration Department of Homeland Security, remember, wanted the tax records for 40,000 illegal immigrants who were falsely using taxpayer identification numbers or other people's social security numbers. He refused to turn them over so they could hunt them down. And he was shown the door too. I can't wait to see what we're going to find there. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Listen to how many illegal... This is why the guy wouldn't turn over the keys to the Treasury, to the Treasury Secretary. Listen to how many illegals were getting... Illegally, you can't legally get a Social Security check if you're an illegal. How many illegals they've found and kicked off so far?
We've already kicked nearly 275,000 illegal aliens off of the Social Security system. These are people... Many of them have already left the country, and yet we were sending them checks all the time. and 275,000, and that number is now even larger than that, Frank. It's an unbelievable job. And what that's doing is making the system strong. Biden never kicked anybody off. Everybody joined. And we're carrying out historic deportations to remove many more illegals committing Social Security fraud. It's the Social Security fraud that was taking place at levels that nobody's ever seen.
Now, folks, let me tie this all together for you, because do you remember I have mentioned for a very long time the Center for Immigration Studies phone survey, the poll? They called up illegal immigrants. It's kind of brilliant, actually. And you know what they were able to determine? Just under half of the illegal immigrant adults in America were actually working. The other half were not. The majority, slightly over 50%, were not working. It was not because they did not want to work. At least that's what they said. It was because there weren't enough jobs, which we're now seeing in the jobs reports. It all checks out. There were not enough. Because remember, Biden was faking all those jobs. So how were they living? And I said, they have to be living off the treasury. There's no other way that they could. They were living off the treasury. Think about this for a minute. 275,000 illegals, right? Well, what each one of those checks is probably 275,000 checks. Each one of those checks is probably supporting two, three, four illegals. They're supporting families. Some of them going to moms. Some of them going to dads and two kids. And remember when we got the whistleblower earlier this year, it was end of last year, who had said, look, they are getting more than Social Security recipients. They're getting like $3,000 to $4,000 a month. They get it. They sign them up right when they come through the border. Because they have to. There's not enough jobs for them. They got to eat. This is how. I bet 275,000 checks. Folks, I bet you that was probably supporting, what do you want to bet, a million illegals? Which is pretty close to the number that have self-deported. 1.6 million illegals. That study just came out from the Center for Immigration Studies 2 days ago. Let's pull this. Actually, I got it right here. Overall, foreign-born population, so that could be people legally here or illegally here, down 2.2 million from January to July. The illegal immigrant population is estimated to have fallen 1.6 million. They are self-deporting. Why? Well, big tranche, I'm about to walk out the door. How you pay the bills without the money from the Treasury? You know what they had done? They'd enslaved you. Me and you, we go to work every day to pay for Democrat voters to be kept. They're kept. They're just kept and paid to stay here to do two things. Number one, prepare to someday vote after the amnesty. But also, they just paid to stay put so that the census will count them and artificially award congressional districts to Democrats. 26 by my count. Which, by the way, was the exact math Stephen Miller used a few days later. He said it was somewhere between, I think, 22 and 28. So I hit it right on the head. No jobs for them. They got to eat. Democrats had them on the payroll. Oh, and you'll never guess what else we found. What Doge found. Folks, this is why Democrats fought so hard. Do you remember when the Democrat judge ordered that Doge and Besant, even Besant by name, he is the Treasury Secretary, is not allowed to see the Treasury records? Now we know why, don't we? Folks, remember how crazy it got? Do you remember when the Democrat judge initially said not only could Doge not go inside the Treasury, could not explore the Social Security agency, but Scott Bessent himself was not allowed to access the Treasury payments data? And remember, they had initially gotten access and the Democrat judge barred him from it? It is literally Scott Bessent's job to run the Treasury and know who the checks go to. And the judge is like, no, you're not allowed to do that. Only Democrats can look at it. Sorry. What they meant was Democrat bureaucrats. Why? Because of this, the fraud. Trump says it's over 275,000 illegals they've found so far and growing. They are still finding them. I can't wait to see what the final number is going to be. But that's not all. Guess what else they found?
We cleared 12.4 million names listed in the Social Security database over 120 years of age. Think of that. So we had 12.4 million names where they were over 120 years old. Is that right? That's a hell of a statement. So you have 12.4 million names listed in the Social Security database that were over 120 years of age, meaning you were breaking records, because I've never heard of anybody at 125. There were nearly 135,000 people listed who are over 160 years old, and in some cases getting payments. So somebody's getting those payments, and we're after that.
Remember Antonio Gracias, CEO, Doge member, God bless him, took a leave of absence from his business to help his country, talking about how Joe Biden gave out 6 million Social Security numbers to illegals. So, folks, this is only the beginning.
They could charge you with a misdemeanor or a felony under 1325, or they can make it an administrative offense, like a parking ticket, basically. They were told to do that, make it an administrative offense under the last administration. And then you could walk across the border. They do what's called a release your own recognizance, and they give you an NTA, a notice to appear, which to appear to judge. The wait times on judges are like average 6 years. Look at Grok, you'll see it on immigration judges. There's only 700 of them. This is 5.5 million people, okay? So what happens then? Once you're in the country and you've got asylum through one of these pathways, and we've mapped the whole thing out, you can apply for a work document. You file a 765, it's the work form. You get this form called the 766, that's the authorization, and then Social Security Administration automatically sends you in the mail your Social Security number. No interview, no ID.
That's illegal. You have to be an American citizen. So folks, when Trump says, hey, we've found 275 illegals on Social Security, we're even mailing the checks to other countries, understand, none of that was legal, and that's the tip of the iceberg. Antonio Gracia says there was 6 million.
Look, if I hadn't seen this myself, I'm not sure I'd have believed it. I went through it myself and mapped it. And Elon is right. This is true. The defaults in the system from Social Security to all of the benefit programs have been set to max inclusion, max pay for these people, and minimum collection. That's what's happening. We found 1.3 million of them already on Medicaid, as an example. We've gone through on every benefit program we went through, we found groups from this particular group of people, this 5.5 million people, in those benefit programs. And then what was really, really disturbing us was why. We're asking ourselves why. Right. And so we actually just took a sample and looked at voter registration records.
They're on the voter registration records too, using the same Social Security numbers. Folks, it is beginning to crack wide open.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.